You see, there are some religions who still have their person in the grave. Guess what, Christians? We don't. Let's start living like we don't have our faith leader in the grave. Jesus is alive. We have power because of that. Do we understand that? Youth, can we just picture that, even for a moment? Well, okay. Spiritual disciplines. We've defined faith, and we've talked about faith a little bit, but how is that lived out in our lives? Eric, you want us to dream these big dreams. How do we do this? How can we go about doing that? Well, most youth agree that becoming a Christian means that their lives should change. Am I okay on that? Whenever you become a Christian, your life should change in some way, right? It should change the decisions you make, your yeses or your noes. However, many times youth and adults alike assume that praying the prayer or making a commitment at camp or after a service on Sunday morning automatically results in a lasting change. When we see no immediate or consistent change in our life and our friends seem to treat us the same, we kind of lose what we thought we gave our lives to, don't we? Adults, can we support the youth on that a little bit? Yeah. Well, you see, Christian life doesn't work that way. Prayer is not a magic bullet. Prayer is not a magic bullet that guarantees change. Rededication is nothing more than a promise. Do we understand that? It doesn't ensure the ability to follow through. The Apostle Paul put a different spin on the change when he wrote, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." What is it that brings about the transformation or change? Anybody catch it? Anybody catch it? Renewed what? Renewed mind. Renewed mind. What is it that brings about the transformation or change? It's a renewed mind, but folks, renewal is not instantaneous. It's a process of exchanging old for new, of taking off old things and putting on new things. In the context of our life in Christ, renewal is the process of removing the lies of the world and replacing them with the truth of God. You know that dream box that I was telling you that we lived in? God wants you to get rid of the dream box that you're in, because we have limited ourselves because of what the world tells us. The world tells us we're no good. The world tells us we can't do that. The world tells us our dreams are dumb. You know what? God says, get out of that box. I got a huge non-box for you to dream in. One, that you can do amazing things when you live authentic faith. Authentic faith. Think about this. When people give their lives to Christ, does God erase the insecurities in their lives? Now, adults, we may need to help the youth on this because you've had this experience. Does God erase the insecurities in your life? How about those lustful thoughts that have harassed you for years? No. We wake up the next morning and we're fighting the same stuff over and over again that we battled the day before. Our identity is in Christ, but our mind is still in the world. Does that make sense? Our new identity is in Christ, but our mind is full of crud. Now, that's a Northwest Missouri term. You may not understand what crud is. Oh, you understand what crud is? Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, see, our identity is in Christ, but our mind is still full of crud. Because, see, you know, God created this beautiful organ up here that remembers everything. And it takes us a while to put our memories in the right place, right? Our brains have to catch up with our new identity, and that's why Paul is so forceful, as he should be, when he says that the true change can only happen when the mind is renewed. Youth and adults, I think I went ahead. I saw you reading it, cheaters. Just kidding. Youth and adults alike will never live transformed lives until they have transformed minds. We will never have transformed minds until we have God's thoughts. And we will never gain God's thoughts until we begin to develop intimacy with God by exercising the spiritual disciplines of time alone with God, scripture memorization, journaling, and prayer. Oh, Lord, Eric, what are you talking about there? First of all, guys, I don't want to freak you out here. Intimacy kind of messes with guys' minds. All right? I can't speak for ladies, but you know, one thing that's difficult in the church is we're kind of church kind of is effeminate. You know, let's hold hands and let's pray.